This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, now to Europe, where the focus has been on Spain for a while. But today, Italy stole the spotlight after its credit rating was downgraded by the rating agency Moody's to just two levels above junk status. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
So do we need to be worried about Italy now, Stephen?
Well, this is pretty serious. I mean, Italy is the big one. It's the Eurozone's third largest economy. It has more than $2 trillion worth of government debt. It's too big to bail with the existing bailout fund. But it's too big to fail as well. If it defaulted, it really could rip the euro apart. Daniel Gross is with the Centre for European Policy Studies in Brussels, and he says this Moody's downgrade is a damaging blow to confidence.
We should be very concerned. If everybody thinks Italy is going down the drain, the Italian economy will deteriorate, and in the end, it might go down the drain.
And some Italians are even looking to the former Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, for salvation.
Silvio Berlusconi, I thought he was pretty much done when it came to leadership in Europe.
Yes, but they failed to drive a stake through his heart, Jeremy. He may have been ridiculed out of office. He's actually still on trial, accused of paying for sex with Ruby the Heart Stealer, a 17-year-old. But Silvio, according to reports, would like to make a political comeback. He'd like to be prime minister again, and he would apparently promise to pull Italy out of the eurozone.
Well, while we've got you here, Stephen, I want to ask you about another big economy in the eurozone, France, where the new socialist government is really trying to set an example with austerity measures.
Yes, indeed. And some observers say this shows you how serious things are in the eurozone when French socialists start taking their snouts out of the trough. They do have a reputation for living fairly high off the hog. But the new president is positively slumming it, taking the train to Brussels rather than the presidential jet. Ministerial salaries have been cut by 30%. And quelle horreur, champagne is out at official receptions. It's been replaced by a cheaper white wine called Muscadet. They must be drinking that through gritted teeth.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jeremy.